Good evening. I'm very pleased to hear that there will be a detailed repertoire made available, but could I ask if there's a date when we might look forward to seeing it?
When you say the repertoire?
Which repertoire?
A repertoire of all the sites. I think it's in the Bylan, and Daniel mentioned it. A listing of all the sites that are
it was presented in the PowerPoint.
Temple. Yeah, and it's in the BLAN as well.
It's not done yet.
Right.
I think what we're looking at, what was brought forth, is one of the ideas we're looking at is seeing if we can create some sort of repertoire register,
okay,
whereby green space, however it might be, and I think it's yet to be determined. We're just wrapping our minds around it. Could be created, and that would be like a vehicle, so to speak, in which the green space that the boroughs or the cities or the agglomeration wish to contribute towards that repertoire, towards that register, it could be then inserted in. So where it's an idea that we have, it would allow for, I think, better protection. I think it's got the potential to also make it politically difficult to take it out once it's in the repertoire. You saw what happened when the provincial government tried to take Mount Orford
indeed
out, and you saw the reaction of people, and ultimately they had to back down. Now, I can't claim to say that we've got something to the size and scope of Mount Orford on the island of Montreal, but clearly you never know what's around the corner, you never know what future administrations might want, and one way of providing some sort of moral suasion to keep and protect what previous administrations have chose to protect might be to create that. So we're trying to wrap our minds around that and see how it would work, how it would be instigated. And in fact, I was just joking with Pierre in a break where we were talking about creating the repertoire, and he was telling me that we would then put it into the provincial repertoire. My joke to him was that I said, yeah, then the provincial government will use our stuff to swap against Mount Orford or something like that. So I don't think we're going there yet, but we're probably thinking of something in that direction.
I think it would be very helpful to have such a tool available to everybody to understand exactly what is being included. It's very difficult at the moment to understand exactly what's in, what's out, what's in the various totals that are quoted, what's actually included in there. So anything that clarifies that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Well, clearly you'd need to come up with rules, and you'd have to define, have definitions. You'd have to get at whose behest does it happen? Is it at the behest of the City Council of Montreal? Is it at the behest of the other cities on the island of Montreal? Is it an agglomeration decision? Or is it a local decision? Or if it's privately owned, either through institutional or privately owned, well, maybe it's the owner would contribute it. So
yes,
we don't. I don't know the answers to that yet.
But couldn't it at least...
Sir, do you have another question?
Okay, couple of clarifications. You mentioned 427 hectares of natural areas and existing parks are now included in the total. I was wondering, do you have a figure for how much will appear in the final total towards the final 6%? Well, is there a substantial amount more to be included in existing parks?
I don't think we've got a clear... Do we have a detailed delineation of that?
We have 426. The other candidates are local parks, and they total around, I believe it's somewhere in the order of 200, if we get them all.
Another
so
200.
It wouldn't be more than that, and that's
okay.
All we can get out of existing parks, out of the, you know, thousands of hectares that are involved in parks. We can't; most of them don't qualify and
right.
Wouldn't be able to be a nature park or a nature local park or a nature have that designation.
For example, in my neck of the woods in Saint-Laurent, we've got Marcel Laurent Park. Now, a good part of Marcel Laurent Park is soccer fields and stuff like that. But there is a wooded area that is there that's at the corner of Cavendish and Timmins, which is a wooded area. Now, that part of it would be able to be included, but the other pieces, which are soccer fields, etc., wouldn't qualify as being nature, as being natural spaces, so to speak. So okay. That's the type of delineation that would have to be made.
What we have to understand is that we're not going to do this through only parks, existing parks. We're going to have to get more, private property involved in this, quite a bit more.
Okay. Well, I think at one point there was a figure of 600 hectares total in the previous BLAN for natural areas and existing parks. So that sounds like that's still roughly the same number.
Do you have another?
Oh, just one final point. There was another third category in the policy, which is shorelines and aquatic environments. Do you have a figure for how much that will contribute?
In the initial policy, we had thought we could get a few hundred hectares and protect them through a regulatory, because they're protected by a new regulation.
Yes.
It turns out that doesn't qualify as a natural, protected natural space, because we don't have agreement with the owner. We're applying a regulation. So although we continue to apply this regulation for land bank, riverbanks, we won't be able to account for that in our percentage. So we're losing that in terms of the... So this is not just about numbers. This is really about what do we want to do with our territory. So it's, I think we've got to go get over that and see what do we want to do. So if we're only looking for numbers, it's pretty easy, but it doesn't really do the job that we want it to do.
Thank you.